This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Oxfam, one of Britain's largest charities, acknowledged that staff members committed sexual misconduct in Haiti in 2011 after a news report revealed that senior officials there had hired prostitutes, including for sex parties. In 2016, over 80% of waste work deaths nationwide occurred in the private sector. Studies indicate that on average, one sanitation worker dies every day in the U.S., making such work among the most dangerous in the country after logging, fishing, pilots, and roofers. In 1991, for example, spending on temporary rewards and bonuses for salaried employees, known as variable pay, accounted for an average of 3.1% of total compensation budgets, while salary increases amounted to 5%. In 2017, one-time payments consumed 12.7% of those budgets. Raises amounted to just 2.9%. Indiana dropped about 25,000 adults from its Medicaid program from 2015 through 2017 for failing to pay premiums there. Consumers are increasingly being asked to pay a greater portion of their drug cost, but they don't get discounts that drug manufacturers offer to health insurers. A proposal being made by the administration would require that patients get some part of that rebate rather than having the companies pocket it all. If there were no single mothers in the U.S., the poverty rate would still be 14.8%. Our national policies that penalize single mothers compared to other high-income countries are the issue. Families headed by single mothers are only 8.8%. The Drug Enforcement Administration is weighing whether to place kratom, which comes from a leafy South Asian tree, in the same category of illegal drugs as heroin. It's the second time the agency has tried to curb access to kratom, delaying a final decision in 2016 after an outcry from the public, dozens of members of Congress, and a demonstration at the White House. Girl Scouts have triggered a debate among some with a Facebook posting saying, "She doesn't owe anybody a hug, even on the holidays." The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.